Michael Lawrence, reading from his book, Tripping with Jim Morrison, featuring Laurence Olivier.
There is only the moment. So many thoughts and experiences coming and going in a small, brightly lit theater of images. Pick one and find the past parading in front of you, aping pleasure. They all seem to have the same weight, as if meaning had no special importance. The moments of life being mere sculptures. The mind empties. I am here in my living room typing, having spent the day writing, sculpting, going to the post, coffee between the raindrops. The fresh air, I am alive, rolling and unrolling a thread. Sound the trumpet. I am grateful, ready for a new call to arms. The memory of having the sensation that William Shakespeare came to visit me that night, and how flattered I was that he was near, looking over my shoulder as he passed, looking to find a new drama. Alas, I wasn't writing anything on paper. It wasn't necessary. It was in my mind, especially how quickly he made off with my ideas. Voices seemed to be coming through the radiator. Jim had forgotten to turn off the radio. What were they saying? Was it in a foreign language or a Morse code? Damn, I should have studied that at school. What was it that Ginsburg was saying about the CIA? Is the radio taping me through the radiator? Where are my friends? What is a friend? Why would they have to kill me? I wouldn't play along. What kind of new mafia or something? What was this LSD? A secret way of recruiting people and transporting energies into their bodies? Transforming your body? Where was Jim? I was sure he could answer all my questions. Where had he gone? How had he disappeared so quickly? Was I farting? I felt better. Was it getting lighter? How long I'd been wrapped in bed? Could I find my way back to the apartment? I'd wait for dawn. It was odd to feel Shakespeare's presence. Maybe he thought this would make a fine play. Hamlet.
That's good.